Congratulations. This is a great sequel to an American Moments release. How is it to have these three pieces out and your second album debuted?
Oh, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We so enjoyed making this album. It was such a treat. It almost felt like a little mini vacation, even though we were recording 8 hours a day to be back in England. It's a very different album. The pieces on it are so different, but obviously all French. And that was one of the ideas behind it that we were just so enamored with is how all the pieces were French, but offered such a wide variety, such a sort of sampler taste, if you will, of such great repertoire. And all the different, colors and textures and characters that they provide. So it was such a pleasure. And we got to work with our wonderful producer, Jonathan Cooper, who I think we all agree is pretty much a magician. it was really fun. It was a really wonderful 3 days. And, of course, we also we had plenty of breaks with tea and biscuits, which was, I think, maybe equally as delightful as the music making.
Well, if I was surprised that there were two Arthur Foote piano trios, I guess I was a little surprised that there's such an early romantic sort of Roussel piano trio. How did you guys find this route?
Well, we when we were offered to record a French CD, we looked at vast French trio repertoire, and there's so many great pieces. And Roussel was one of those jams that is not often performed or recorded, for that matter. And we thought that it deserves all the attention it can get, and we just fell in love with the piece. And there's so much in it. I think there's, as you said, it's very romantic, but it's also, there's jazz influences, there's a little bit of Ravel, there's so much in it. And I think that representation of all the styles, that was so interesting to us, and we really wanted to explore it as much as we can.
And we enjoyed creating those different colors. And
yeah, I was going to say, in the beginning of it, whenever we were playing it or in some cases listening to it, it seems like this, it almost comes out of nowhere. It's sort of this like mystical, magical walk through the woods or something. So there's a lot in it. It's very transportive, if that's a word. I feel like it takes you a lot of different places. So it was such a pleasure to explore.
I imagine composers have such great history with piano trios, and Haydn and Beethoven certainly did so much with it. And these are, further down the line, these French sort of romantic pieces. And to me, at the same time, I was surprised how similar they are. And at the same time, they're very different, even though they have this great sort of French je ne sais quoi to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely. I think that's what attracted us to this selection, because Debussy is also very early work, for example, and he was only 18 when he wrote it, which is crazy. And it's nothing like Debussy that we know. And actually, this specific trio was lost for 100 years and wasn't discovered until 1980. So it's a little window into Debussy's future voice, and that's such a privilege to see that very sincere, romantic voice of Debussy's. And then Fauré on the other side is a late work, and one of his last works, and it's also so different from, for example, Fauré Requiem, which is just this beautiful and simple and heartfelt music. And his trio is so contrasting and uses all kinds of textures and colors, and goes into jazz sometimes as well, and sort of blues harmonies and some operatic lines. It's really, there's so much in it, and Roussel, as we already mentioned, there's so much in it as well. And I think having that range that was really attractive to us in this selection.
The Debussy also, I would just add, that another sort of attractive, or I should say really fascinating point about it, was that it's one that people are often surprised to hear that it's Debussy, because it's so influenced in many ways by Tchaikovsky. Misha, you usually talk about that, yeah, since you're Russian.
Well, he was, at a time, he was hired by a Russian baroness who was a huge supporter of Tchaikovsky. In fact, I think Tchaikovsky dedicated his Fourth Symphony to her. And his job was playing piano trios, besides teaching piano lessons, also playing piano trios every night, which is, sounds like an amazing gig. And,
good gig, yeah.
Yeah, and
we want to do that.
He played it with two Russian string players, and I think that, and you know, being sort of surrounded by that music world, I think you could definitely hear in his music sort of Tchaikovsky ballets and those lyrical melodies, and it's really, really special.
Yeah, there's certain moments where we're like, oh, that's the Nutcracker, or
yeah,
oh,
Swan Lake.
Yeah, that's Swan Lake right there. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty, it's fascinating in that way.
Congratulations on this French Moments, and looking forward to so much more.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Such a pleasure speaking with you.